back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day is Hans Hoblin's Doll Factory Part 2, which first aired on June 26, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman, courageous visitor from another world, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by giant quakes, and who now mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, a mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper, when an explosion wrecked Hans Holbein's doll factory in the manufacturing town of Melville. Neither Clark Kent nor Lois Lane, sent to cover the story, suspected there was anything sinister behind the unfortunate accident that took a toll of 13 lives. But mysterious things soon began to happen. An attempt was made to stop Kent and Lois on the road, but Superman took a hand. Arrived in Melville, Kent remained at the ruins of the doll factory while Lois went to interview Hans Holbein, the owner. Learning from Lois that Kent was at the factory endeavoring to determine the cause of the explosion, Holbein immediately imprisoned her in his house and threatened her with death if Kent discovered anything in the factory ruins. Leaving Lois bound and gagged in a closet, Holbein hurried to the factory, where Kent, as Superman, has already burrowed deep down into the pile of bricks, searching for evidence.
Listen, Joe. Where are you, Joe?
Right here, Mr. Holbein. What's up?
Keep that light out. Where's the reporter, Kent?
Reporter? I ain't seen no reporter.
Well, he's here, snooping around. You didn't see him?
Say, wait a minute. I thought that guy was him.
Who are you talking about?
A guy came up the street about 10 minutes ago and... he looked like the same guy I stopped on the road, that reporter. But he said he was a necktie salesman.
Now, you fool, it was Clark Kent. Where'd he go?
I told him to beat it, and he did.
You sure?
Positive. I seen him turn the corner.
What's that noise?
Noise? I don't hear no noise.
Keep that light out. Now, listen. You hear it?
Yeah. Now I hear it. Maybe it's rats.
Give me that flashlight. Follow me quietly.
You think it's that reporter, Mr. Holbein?
Shh.
Got my gun in case.
Quiet, you fool. Don't move. Now, do you think it's rats?
No. That ain't rats. It must be him. Kent, on the other side of that pile of bricks. I'll fix him, Mr. Holbein. One slug from this 38.
No. There are other ways, better ways to use a gun. It's stupid. Back to the street quickly. Here, the shadows. Now, listen to me. We must work fast.
I'm listening.
That wall. The one that's still standing. It has a crack in it, hasn't it?
Yeah, a big crack. The fire inspector said it'll have to be torn down in the morning before it topples over.
It'll topple over tonight. An accident.
What? I don't get you.
The wind could make it fall. And would it be our responsibility if that reporter Kent was underneath it when it fell?
But the wind ain't strong enough to topple it.
Then we'll help the wind. With a small amount of dynamite. Have a stick placed in the crack. That'll make the wall topple, no?
Sure. We can muffle it so nobody will hear the charge go off.
You're a smart boy, Joe. Sometimes. Now, there's one more thing. That girl, Miss Lane. She could be snooping around the factory, too, when the wall topples.
Sure she could.
All right. Take my car and go for her. She's locked in the hall closet tied up. Here are the keys. Now, hurry. But don't let anyone see you. I'll wait on the corner.
Okay. I'll be back before you know it.
Oh, this is dusty work. I'm near the basement now. It would have been much easier to plow right through these bricks, but I had to be careful that watchman or whatever he is didn't hear me. Now to get these beams out of the way. There. That does it. All clear. What's this? Oh, the boiler, eh? The one that was supposed to have blown up. Didn't blow up at all. Evidently, something else was responsible for that explosion. Something Holbein would like to keep undercover. Well, it won't be undercover very long, not if I have anything to do with it. Ah, here, this looks like something. Broken packing case. Well, I'll rip some of these boards off. Case of dolls. Most of them are crushed. Yeah, this is a pretty one. Blonde hair and a blue dress. Too bad the body's cracked or I'd save it for Lord. Hold on. Something queer about this doll. What's that inside the body? That's a metal cylinder. Wait a minute. They all have metal cylinders. Now I'm beginning to understand a few things, and I think this is a job for the police. I'll just take some of these unusual dolls and discuss the matter with the chief of police as Clark Kent, reporter. Holbein, things don't look so good for you. Up! Up! And away!
Red cape streaming in the night wind, Superman wings through the darkness, convinced he has stumbled on an important clue to the mysterious explosion in the doll factory. 5 minutes later, as Clark Kent, Daily Planet reporter, he is talking with the local chief of police in the latter's office.
As I said, Mr. Kent, there's not much we know about Holbein, except that he rented the factory a year ago, set up machinery, and began making dolls. Harmless enough business, if you ask me.
Harmless enough on the surface.
What do you mean by that?
Here, Chief, look at these dolls.
Yeah.
Let me open one. There. See what's in it?
Yes, powder. Grayish black powder. Looks like pepper.
But I can assure you it isn't. Here, we'll just pour a few grains into this ashtray.
Kent, it may be dangerous.
Don't worry, Chief. Now we'll touch the flame to the few grains of black powder in the ashtray.
Kent, be careful. Kent, are you all right?
I'm all right. Chief, there's enough of this powder in each of these metal cylinders to blow a battleship apart.
What?
It's the most powerful explosive I've ever seen. And Holbein was packing it inside dolls.
But why, Kent? Why?
That's what we have to find out immediately. At least we know what caused the factory explosion. Someone must have set this stuff off accidentally.
I'll have Holbein picked up and brought down here. He's got plenty to explain.
No, wait. That's not the way, Chief. We mustn't let him think we know as much as we do. It would be better if you and I had a little private talk with him.
Yes, maybe you're right. Chances are we'll find him at his house. You know, Kent, never in all my life would I have suspected anything like this.
Clark Kent's plan is a good one. But unknown to him, Hans Holbein has already set his devilish scheme of destruction into action. At this very moment, he is huddled in the shadow of the factory wall that is still standing, while Joe, his helper, widens the crack in the wall with a mallet and spike.
Say the girl, Miss Lane, fainted, Joe?
Yeah.
She was out cold when I opened the closet. Made it easy to handle her. You took off the ropes and the gag before you put her inside under this wall, didn't you?
Sure.
Good. It must look like an accident. Is that reporter still in there snooping around?
He must be. He didn't come out on the street.
There now. She's ready for the dynamite. I wrapped the stick in cotton battens and muffled it. Here she goes.
Put a long fuse on her, Joe.
5 minutes. Time enough for us to get back to the house.
Good.
I better light the fuse. What time is it?
5 minutes to 10.
That means she'll blow at 10 sharp. Here she goes. Joe, a car coming up the street. Quick, this way.
Well, if Holbein isn't here at the factory, Chief, we can question his watchman. He's the same fellow who tried to keep Miss Lane and myself from entering Melville.
I can't understand Holbein's not being home, Kent, particularly since you say Miss Lane went up to interview him.
Oh, that's what worries me. Her car was parked in front of Holbein's house, but the place was empty. We searched every room after we climbed in that open window.
Well, don't worry. Let's look around here.
Hello? Anybody here?
No answer. Let me have your flashlight. I know the way over these bricks. Hmm.
Where's that watchman you were talking about?
I don't know. He seems to have vanished. I don't like this.
What do you mean?
Well, Holbein gone, Miss Lane gone, and the watchman gone.
We'll find them all.
Chief, wait a minute.
What is it?
Do you hear something? A faint sputtering?
No. No, I don't. Where's it coming from?
Over there.
Well, that's a blank wall. The only one left standing. Fire department condemned it. They're going to tear it down in the morning. You still hear that sputtering?
Yes, faintly. You didn't leave your car running, did you?
I can't remember. Chances are I did. Say, you've got good hearing if you can catch that motor rattling. It's pretty quiet.
Oh, it's not a motor. It's a sputtering, a hissing. I'm going over to investigate. What's that?
Town hall clock.
What time is it?
Must be 10 o'clock.
Chief, what's that over there?
It looks like a woman's shoe.
It is a woman's shoe. One of Lois Lane's shoes. Chief, Lois is somewhere around here. Maybe behind that wall. She's in danger.
10 o'clock. And the fuse is burned down to its last fraction of an inch. Only a few seconds left for Superman to snatch Lois from disaster. What happens in these fleeting moments? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day, Hans Hoblin's Doll Factory Part 3, which first aired on June 28, 1940.
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Now, Superman, strange visitor from another world who has come to Earth as champion of the weak and the oppressed. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands and race a speeding bullet to its target, and who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, meek-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. As you remember, Clark Kent and Lois Lane, a girl reporter for the Daily Planet, were sent to Melville, an upstate manufacturing town, to investigate a mysterious explosion in a doll factory. Hans Holbein, owner of the factory, claimed the explosion was due to a boiler that blew up. But Kent, as Superman, found otherwise. Digging in the bricks, Superman discovered a case of dolls. But they were not ordinary dolls. The body of each doll contained a metal cylinder filled with a dangerous super explosive, enough to blow up a battleship. Taking his evidence to the police, Kent enlisted the aid of the chief. In the meantime, Lois Lane, who had sought an interview with Holbein at his home, is in the clutches of the doll factory owner and his helper, Joe. Unconscious from fright and apprehension, Lois was carried into the dark ruins of the factory and placed beneath a dynamite-loaded wall that is timed to collapse at 10 o'clock. Unable to locate either Holbein or Lois at the doll manufacturer's house, Kent and the police chief rush down to the factory to find them there as the town clock tolls the ominous hour of 10. Listen.
Chief, this shoe I just picked up, it belongs to Lois Lane. She's here somewhere.
But where, Kent? Where?
I don't know. Maybe behind that wall. I'm going to look. You stay here, Chief.
All right.
Keep that light out. I'll call if I need you. That sputtering I heard before must be a fuse. But where? Where? Something's going to happen. When it does, I must be prepared. As Superman.
So I'll make the change now, just in case. Now for a look around. What's that near the wall?
Great Scott, it's Lois. Lois Lane stretched out on a pile of bricks. The wall, it's toppling over. Chief, go back. Run, the wall's coming down.
Gotta get Lois before that wall crushes.
Falling, falling, not a second to spare. Quickly.
Is she all right?
Yes, Chief. That wall missed us by an inch.
I don't understand it. I thought you were both caught under it. It's a miracle. Nothing but a miracle.
Yes, we were lucky at that. You see, I was right. I did hear sputtering. The sputtering of a fuse. Someone put dynamite in that wall to make it collapse.
Not just someone, Kent. It was Holbein and whoever's working with him. I'll see that he goes up for attempted murder if it's the last thing I do.
Help.
Help. Yeah, she's coming, too.
Oh, help.
Oh, now, everything's all right, Miss Lane. Just take it easy.
Oh, Clark. Mr. Kent. What happened?
Well, that's what we'd like to know.
How did you get here, Miss Lane?
I don't remember. I was interviewing that man, Holbein. I told him Mr. Kent was at the factory looking around. He He got very angry. Wouldn't let me leave. I fought with him.
Yes, what happened?
He tied me up and put a gag in my mouth. And I guess I fainted.
I get it now. They brought her down here.
Never mind about that now, Chief. The important thing is to locate Holbein. I'd better take you to a hotel, Miss Lane.
Oh, no, you won't, Clark Kent. This is my assignment as much as it is yours. What's this about dynamite?
Well, it's a long story, and you must be tired. I'll tell you some other time.
No, so you'll tell me right now. Why did Holbein flare up when I told him you were looking around the factory, huh?
Because he was hiding something. That factory explosion wasn't caused by a boiler blowing up.
Not by a long shot. It was those dolls.
Dolls? What do you mean?
The dolls Holbein made were only a blind. Each one of them was loaded with a grayish-black powder. A deadly, high-powered explosive.
Enough to blow this whole town sky high.
Yes, but why? What was his object?
That's what we don't know, and won't know until we get our hands on Holbein. And the sooner we do that, the better. I think we'll go back to his house, Chief. Maybe he's there now.
Oh, hold on, Kent. There's something I forgot to tell you.
Huh?
Clean slipped my mind in the excitement.
Well, what is it?
Holbein owns a plane. A two-seater monoplane. Keeps it at the Sudbury Airport.
What?
I'll wager he's heading there right now, figuring on skipping.
Why didn't you tell me? Here, we've been wasting all this time. Where is the airport?
Sudbury. It's 5 miles west of Melville on the turnpike. We can drive there in 10 minutes.
I can get there faster alone. See you later.
But now, doesn't that beat all? How on earth does he expect to get there faster than a car will take him?
Oh, it isn't to get there faster, Chief. Just first, to hog all the glory. Where's your car?
It's just down the street.
Well, come on. We're racing to the airport.
No, no sense all of us going to one place. Maybe it would be better if we took a run up to Holbein's house on the chance he's there. Sort of cover all possibilities.
Why, he won't be there. He'll be at the airport, and Kent will catch him. He's just that lucky.
Can't tell that Holbein slick enough to think he can talk himself out of this without running away. Come on, Miss Lane. Won't be anything more.
Oh, all right, but I'll bet my last dollar Clark Kent comes in with Holbein in a story.
Both Lois Lane and the chief of police are in for a none too pleasant surprise. For even as their car speeds through the darkness, Hans Holbein nervously paces the living room floor of his house, while Joe, his helper, stands at a window with drawn blinds. Listen.
Well, all clear, Mr. Holbein. Stop worrying. Not a chance of being pinned on us.
Yes, that's what you think. But that car, the one that drove up to the factory while we were fixing the dynamite in the wall.
Well, what about it?
It was a police car. I saw it.
Well, listen, you can talk those cops out of anything. Take it easy, Mr. Holbein. Just take it easy.
What time is it?
At best 10.
Oh, 7 hours. That's a long time.
What's going to happen in 7 hours?
It'll be dawn. We go to the airport, take the plane, fly to the island. There, we'll be safe until this blows over.
What about the rest of the dolls buried under the bricks?
Aye.
Going to leave them there with all that stuff in them?
It can't be helped.
But if the wall toppled over on them two reporters, the fellow and the girl, they can't do any talking.
Well, I'm not sure what happens. I can't take any chances. There's too much at stake. Look out the window again, Joe.
Yeah. Still clear. No, wait a minute. There's a car coming up the street.
Who is it, Joe? Who is it?
What can I tell from here? She's slowing up. Stopping at the curb.
It's a police car.
No, it can't be. That's what it is. Two people getting out. Looks like the chief and Holbein.
It's that girl reporter.
Yeah, you see, the wall didn't fall. She got away.
Shh.
Coming up the walk. Stand back. This .38 will finish him fast.
No, Joe. Not with a gun.
Here, let me talk to them first. Here, you hide his closet, quick.
Open up, Holbein.
One moment, please.
Come on, open up. All right. No funny work now, Holbein. I've got you covered. Up with your hands.
I don't understand.
You will soon enough. Close the door, Miss Lane.
Now, what have you got to say for yourself, Holbein?
I'm sorry, but you'll have to explain.
Explain what? The dolls with the black powder inside them?
Yes, and tying me up and throwing me into a closet.
Holbein, we've got you dead to rights. I'm arresting you for manslaughter because 13 people lost their lives when your factory exploded. And if that isn't enough, I'll hold you for the attempted murder of Miss Lane.
That's what you think, copper.
Joe, don't shoot.
All right, then he gets it this way. Oh, it's your turn, sister.
Joe, stop.
What do you want her to do, blab her mouth off?
Put down that gun, Joe.
All right, it's your funeral.
The chief, he's hurt.
Stay right where you are, Miss Lane. You caused me enough trouble, you and your friend. Now I'll see to it that you remain harmless for a long time.
You can't get away with this.
And I'm not.
You can't get away with this. No, let me go.
Watch, you've got your eyes out.
Let me go, I tell you. Let me go.
Sure.
No.
Now, keep quiet. Now, Joe,
Pack up the bags, quickly.
Where are we going?
To the island. We can't wait for dawn.
You're not taking me to any island.
Shut up, sister. We'll take care of you later.
I'll handle it, Joe. I know what I'm doing. Now pack up the bags and make it fast.
You can't get away with this. You can't get away with this. He's home. He's home.
Meanwhile, at the Sudbury airport, Superman finds Holbein's plane still in its hangar and no sign of the doll factory owner. He winks swiftly back to Melville, red cloak streaming in the wind, his powerful figure shrouded in protective darkness.
The chief must have thought I was crazy to run out on him the way I did. Lois must certainly think I'm trying to hog the story. Well, there are times when what people think is unimportant. I wonder where Holbein did go. He wasn't at the airport, that much I know. I searched the place high and low. Look, there are the lights of Melville up ahead. There's the main road. I can see a car running along it. I'll drop down and have another look at the factory. Maybe he's there. Down! Down! No, nobody there. Might as well try the house again. Probably find Lois and the chief there. Faster! Faster! Here we are. Right in Holbein's front yard. I'd better change back to Clark Kent before going in.
There, that does it. Now, up the steps. No answer. That's funny. I'll try again. Well, if you won't open for Clark Kent...
You'll open for Superman. Here goes. One more... that does it. What the chief on the floor. Chief, what happened?
Holbein. Man came out of the closet.
Yes?
Slugged me.
Chief, what happened to Lois? Miss Lane?
Don't know.
Lois! Miss Lane, where are you? She's gone. Holbein's gone. Oh, why did I ever leave her? Now there's no telling where she is. Wait, hold on. Something written on the table. Written with a lipstick. Am on island. It's a message she left for me. Am on island. Yes, but what island?
What island is Lois Lane on? Is it the same island to which Holbein and Joe fled? Some bleak, desolate stretch of sand far out in the ocean? What can Superman do in the face of this new development? This new danger? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story... of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.